Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to this microsode. Because you are listening right now, here's what I know about you. You're interested in driving more sales revenue. I mean, who isn't? So let me ask you, is your pipeline fueling growth or just leaking leads? It's time to meet your new best friend, the revenue flywheel.
Exactly. Forget the funnel. It's leaky, linear, and leaves too much on the table. It's time to embrace the flywheel, a dynamic, continuous cycle that reflects the real rhythm of growth. When done right, it becomes a self-sustaining engine that powers your business forward.
So, how does it work?
The revenue flywheel is built to move, starting with attracting the right audience and engaging them with personalized value to convert them into customers. Then you delight them turning customers into loyal advocates who want to grow with you while you are continuously optimizing and scaling for greater impact. It's a dynamic connected cycle that drives sustained growth.
Okay, so then those advocates attract more customers, creating a continual cycle?
Precisely. It's about building momentum and removing friction at every stage.
Got it. And so while we're talking about revenue, this is not just about sales, is it?
That's right. Sales is just the first of three mini flywheels. It's the spearhead that sets the larger revenue flywheel in motion. But to keep that momentum going, customer success and partnerships also have their own continual motion cycles. For each of these to truly deliver impact, you need the right strategies, programs, and processes in place. They're deeply interconnected, working together to fuel sustained growth.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this. Sales sparks interest and drives conversion. Customer success turns that promise into long-term value, and partnerships expand your reach and impact. To really win, everything needs to align and deliver beyond expectations.
Absolutely. When these elements work together, as we've seen them in our experiences scaling organizations in the past, growth becomes predictable and scalable.
What's one actionable step listeners can take today?
Identify one area where there's friction in your customer journey. Is it difficult for prospects to find you? Are customers struggling to get support? Fix that one thing.
Okay. And if listeners want to dive deeper, how can they learn more?
Head to our website, svkassociates.com. You can contact us and we are happy to help you do a free initial assessment to help you diagnose your current flywheel and provide a roadmap to sustained growth.
Thanks for introducing this concept today.
My pleasure.
And thank you for tuning in. Until next time.